2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, the thing about running a business is that there's so many things to juggle. Not only have you got to remember what the hell you're doing, not only have you got to remember what you're doing for your clients when everything's due, sometimes you get to a point where you've just got these critical things and they don't work. I cannot tell you how many times I have sworn at my printer. I have yelled and screamed and wanted to throw it out the window. I run out of paper. I run out of ink. I run out of everything which should be the basic fundamentals of running an office. So I'm just over it. We have met the most brilliant gentlemen who can solve all these problems. We've got Greg and Carl from Toner Print, and they have the solutions to my administration nightmares. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Most excellent. Now, I wasn't kidding. I have threatened to throw my printer out the window on numerous occasions.
We know how you feel.
Yes. So it's a strange sort of kind of business. You'd think that how difficult is it? You rock down to Officeworks or one of the Kmart or whatever, even Woolworths if you're doing your shopping these days. You grab your paper, you walk along, you go, 61, oh, there's the 61s. You grab them off and you're done. Why isn't it that simple?
It is simple when you use Toner Print.
Oh, nice. There we go. Took all of about 8 seconds to slip that in. Okay.
So I suppose it's like anything, isn't it? Everything works well until something breaks, and then it's all a problem, and it's always at the last minute, isn't it? I mean, it's like we never get a phone call from a customer saying, oh, we're really happy with all the printers, everything's working great. We get the phone call when there's a problem, and that's it. And what we do is we understand that, because most clients, they have a problem maybe late Friday afternoon, they need to get something, a report out, you know, and it needs to be done for Monday morning. So that's where we come into our own, and that's when we get the problem solved.
So your Friday nights are now no longer sitting out the back having a beer about how successful your business is running. You're currently running all over Perth with printer and toner and things in your car.
But that's right. But what we try and be on top of things so these things don't happen. So what we do is we're always looking at the clients. We're making sure that they've got stocks in place. We're looking at the machines remotely to make sure they're not suddenly going to break down, or and making sure they've got the right equipment to do the right job at all times.
So you're spying in my business?
A little bit.
We can be. I suppose what we do is we have this wonderful program which enables us to keep a track of your toner levels from our end. So instead of you having to worry about it, you can rest assured that there's someone back at our office that is actually doing that for you.
And worrying about it.
So you're accruing those grey hairs for me. That's
exactly right.
Fantastic.
Fortunately, we have Mandy there who's quite young, so she doesn't have any grey hairs at the moment.
By the sounds of things, working for you two for much longer, she will. Okay, so that sounds like a magic solution.
It is.
And it sounds a little bit backwards, though. Surely you can't just like remotely zip into whatever I happen to have sitting on my desk at the time, because I've got, you know, one of those, maybe at Officeworks, bought little multi-function things.
We can do that. We can get into those printers as well. So all we need to do is have access to your network. So as long as you've got a network, then what we can do is we can install Toner Print Audit, which then gives us the ability to have a look at exactly what's going on with your printer.
Doesn't even have to be a network either, does it? It can just be a one-off computer that you use to print,
as long as you've got internet access. That's all we need. Yeah. So as long as you've got internet access, then that gives us the ability to do all that. Not only do we look at toner levels, we look at drums, we look at transfer belts, we look at fusing units, all part and parcel of a printer.
I don't have a workshop plant in my...
No, well, you do. Inside your printer, you do.
I've got a drum.
So we can actually keep an eye on all of that, take that worry completely away from you. And so that's a free service.
Free service. I don't actually need to buy a new printer or a whizzy bang wahoo thingamajigami.
No. Just give us a call. We come and we set you up. We predetermine the cost of the toners if you so like. But what it does, what most customers love about this thing is that we can then, they're not holding stocks all the time. You know how you have a cupboard full of toners that you're never going to use because they were on special at one time and you've bought $1,000 worth, as I say.
And then printer doesn't damn well work anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. You upgrade the printer, then you've got a cupboard full of toners that, you know, won't fit into any other printer. So what we do is we suggest a level to you, so it might be at 10% or 5% when the ink or toner gets to that level. Then all we do is a courier comes round, one of our guys, it's not a separate courier, it's one of the people that works for Toner Print, comes round and delivers your toner. He will actually even fit the toner for you if it's a new machine, you don't know how to fit it as part of the service for you.
The other thing that we do is that we'll take the old cartridges away, because what we do is we're a part of Planet Arc, which basically means that we give those cartridges back to Planet Arc, and then they source where those cartridges have come from.
So when you're talking about they go back to Planet Arc, that sounds like a really sort of kind of nice fuzzy sort of kind of feel here, that I'm recycling this. But I've heard really dodgy things about recycled cartridges. They don't work as well, they don't, the components break down.
Yeah, so what Planet Arc do, well, they don't recycle. So when things go to Planet Arc, Planet Arc don't recycle cartridges as such. What they do
so
is
they don't refill them like
what they do is they dispose of everything properly. So they'll dispose of the plastics properly and reuse the plastics to different companies and things like that. Carl's very, very green, which is great, and he introduced me to many things when we started, and also like with cardboard, we also recycle the cardboard. We dispose of the polystyrene correctly, which Carl's organised outlets where they reuse the polystyrene, things like that. So everything from our whole system, really, from the toner cartridges to the machines to the packaging and everything else, we are very green.
Yeah, we are. We don't throw it in the sea, like Greg wanted to.
Well, this is why you work in partnerships, yeah. Gentlemen. Okay, so Toner Print, it deals with all the paper, it deals with the solutions about whether I'm going to run out of ink, so I'm running tickety-boo. If you don't mind me saying, neither of you look like young whippersnappers.
Oh, it's nice.
I mean, yeah. What I'm saying is you've got a little bit of experience on the planet.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So is this what you've always done?
Me, no. Greg, yes.
Okay, so let's start with Greg. Greg, this is what you've always done your entire life.
Not really, no. I was a chef to begin with.
So hang on. So what we're saying here is, despite the strength of this business partnership, you actually, Carl, don't know anything which Greg's been doing.
No. I used to be a chef.
only on his personal side.
Yeah. So I used to be a chef in London. That's what I trained
chef
to
in
do.
London,
yeah.
Right.
So that's what I did. And then about the age of 24, 25, I realised that it was like too much like hard work. And TV chefs weren't popular then, so I mean, I think I got out of it at the wrong time, because then I could have become a TV personality.
So you could have been Jamie Oliver, but you were just ahead of your
time. That's exactly it. So next best thing, I answered an ad to sell photocopiers.
Okay, hang on. How do we go from chefing to deciding that selling photocopiers would be an easier option?
Because that was the only thing. Had the qualifications for, because you didn't need any qualifications.
Oh, so because Cordon Bleu translates so well to Xerox.
Yeah,
got it. Yep,
that's it. So I worked in London selling photocopiers and absolutely loved it. But how I really got my teeth into it, when I first started back in the 80s, what happened was the machines that we sold, we'd take in a trade-in and they would just be thrown away. And it was a problem getting these machines sort of disposed of. It cost us money and things like that. And one person said to me, oh, there's a guy in North London that takes these second-hand machines. So I rang him up and I went down to see him, because I had a couple of old Canon machines. And it was great. I went into his warehouse and he had thousands of machines all over. And I was just intrigued. Where do these go? And he says, oh, I export them. And that was it. And that was my new thing. I loved it. I loved the idea of all these secondhand machines being exported. So within 3 months, I was working with him. And, exporting machines, you know, and buying machines all over. And that's how I came to Australia, because I was buying machines from Australia. Yep, that's exactly it. So I used to buy machines from Australia, sell them back to Europe, and I used to sell machines from Europe to Australia.
Why don't you just keep the Australian machines in Australia and the European machines in Europe?
Because the manufacturers didn't want that. So if you were from, say, Canon, wanted to get rid of all their second-hand machines or trading machines, they did not want them back in their marketplace. So we'd sell them in Europe, and same with Europe. So we just used to swap them from country to country.
It sounds like the cars, you know, the Japanese
that's
cars.
That's exactly it. So then I came to Australia and had a wholesale business. We were selling to Vietnam, things like that. Based myself in Australia, which I absolutely loved. And I met Carl probably within a couple of days of coming to Australia.
Because he had an old machine to sell?
No, he
I bought a second-hand machine and I needed some toner.
He didn't buy it from me, though.
Well, you were wholesaling. Yeah. You were wholesaling.
Right, and he only wanted one, not ten.
Yeah.
In my previous life, I was a mortgage broker, and of course, I needed a reliable copier because, you know, we used to have to fax applications off to the banks and all that, and a typical one from Officeworks just wouldn't cut the load that we had to send. So I needed a machine, so I contacted this guy who had advertised a Canon machine, and I picked up this machine, and of course, within a few weeks of having the machine, it ran out of toner. So I rang the guy back and I said, look, I've run out of toner. And he said, look, he said, I don't stock toner for that machine. He said, but I suggest you give this guy a call. His name's Greg and he works for blah, blah, blah. So I said, yeah, okay, great. So I gave Greg a call and I said, I needed some toner. He said, come on down. So I went down. And of course, as he was getting loads of machines in, they'd be like loads of spare toners inside the cabinets and all of that. So he said, hey, how many do you need? So I said, oh, brilliant. So he said, I said, how much do you need? He said, oh, just give me a couple of bottles of red wine.
Now, clearly, you had turned into Australian by now.
To this day, he still believes, I think he thinks I gave him nothing, but yeah. I did. I used to go in and give him bottles of red wine, you know, and we'd do the bit for, you know, the toner. And then, of course, we got talking to each other, and he had a mortgage with, you know, a company that used to help home buyers get into the market. So I said, you need to refinance that. So then we just became mates.
Right.
And from there on, that was years ago, and the rest is history.
Right. So this is the thing is, it's interesting the way Australian culture works is that it's not like that'll be $10, it's a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
See, and you could tell he wasn't from around here because otherwise it would have been a carton of Crown.
Beer, yeah.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think how the story went was...
Here we go, it was
I would never have asked for a bottle of wine. There was some toners there. I said, here you go. He said, how much do I owe? I said, oh, don't worry about it. He said, oh, I'll drop a wine in. But then about 4 weeks later, he rings me up and he says, no wine. He goes, oh, I've run out of toner. And I said, oh, we'll come down again. And that's when he brought the wine down. No, I don't think I would have traded in wine in them days.
Yeah,
I wasn't Aussie enough then.
He wasn't quite Aussie enough yet.
You would have. No, I wouldn't have just walked away with the toner. I would have given you something for it because that's the person I am. Yeah, whatever. Right. We've been to different.
Okay, now, will you be seeing a counsellor after this podcast?
Yeah, we are.
This is
husband and husband.
Exactly. Okay, so... you went from mortgage broking. You're clearly not mortgage broking anymore because your shirt doesn't say mortgage broking.
I know.
So how do we go from mortgage broking? Why do we go from mortgage
broking? I'll do a quick story like Greg did. Basically, I worked for a bank. When I left school, I got a job with the R&I Bank, which then obviously changed its name to Bank West. Worked there for many years, took a redundancy, started up my own mortgage broking business, did that for about 18 odd years, built a successful business, decided that I didn't want to do it anymore.
Breathe.
Then said to my darling wife, look, I want to do something different. I'm not happy. Spoke to Greg because we're best mates, and I just said that I wasn't happy. I was too young to retire. I didn't want to sell my business at that stage. And he said, why don't you just take a year off?
But who's going to run your business?
And yeah, well, that was all sorted basically because we had mortgage brokers working within my business. So I just sort of said to one of them, can you look after my portfolio while I'm away? And he said, yeah, that's no problem. So that was it. So it was the...
So you were able to cruise away and...
So yeah, I took off, went to Spain, lived there for 12 months.
Why Spain?
Why not? I suppose it was a case. I went there some years before and I only spent a week at this particular place. And I just love the feel of it. And also, again, I suppose it does come down to the ongoing cost, you know, the cost of living and to take a year off and not to have to be in a place like, obviously, London would just be too expensive. Oh, yeah. So I wanted to go somewhere where the weather was similar and I wanted to go where the lifestyle was very similar, as in the food was good and so on and so forth. So, yeah, it was Spain. And I had a wonderful time, had a wonderful year off. But the thing that really upset me is I was only probably two, three months into the year off when Greg rings me and says, I've got this wonderful idea.
Because, of course, the obvious question is, why did you come back?
Yeah.
When you had someone looking after your mortgage.
That's right, yeah. So... yeah, so that was it. So he sowed the seed about us getting into business and maybe we could start something up from scratch.
And that's where Toner Print comes from?
And that's where it came from, yeah.
Right. So it was enough of an excitement-y around months. The idea to actually make you come home?
Look, at the end of the day, I suppose you can never go away forever. So I suppose, you know, we put 12 months.
Try me.
Yeah, yeah, that's you. You've got another story, and that's another podcast. But yeah, so I suppose you sort of have to end it sometime, as much as 12 months seems like eternity when you first start, but it goes very, very quick. So anyway, we came back and that was it. So yeah, we jumped into bed, as they say.
Yep.
And the rest is history.
That's it.
But now we hate each other.
Yeah.
So what was the... when you came
ruined
back from,
my life.
Go on, carry on. He had Spanish casaya to drink, yeah. And now look what happens.
Yeah.
And he's very much obviously into his... what's that? The Chantilly wines, is it? No, it's a cream.
Yeah.
whatever the sweet wine is. Chianti.
Oh, Chianti, yeah. Yes. Chianti.
So you've come back to Australia.
Yes.
Greg's had a great idea.
Yeah.
And you've gone, okay, so how did you actually make it happen?
Well, I actually started whilst Carl was in Spain. I mean, and
no point waiting for him to come home.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Someone had to do the work, didn't they?
Yeah.
So get it already, yeah. No. So how it happened was, one of the reasons that we wanted to do Toner Print was we wanted to do things a little bit differently. And we talked about it before, because Carl, even though was not in my industry, you know, he knew a lot about my industry, because, as say, we were friends and we talked about stuff. I knew a lot, you know, a lot about his industry, because we used to come up with ideas and things like that to help each other out, and
crying,
you know,
come on up each with other's shoulders over those bottles of red wine. Yeah.
That's exactly it. And
that's,
I think,
how friendships are formed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I think with the photocopying and multifunction industry, it's changed so much over the last, you know, sort of 15-20 years. I mean, photocopiers were photocopiers 20 years ago. They didn't do anything else. And then you had the printers, and then they combined the printer and the photocopy, because they were two different things, into what we call a multi-function. So everything's all sort of changed.
You connected a phone line and it opened up the world.
That's right.
I remember the first time that happened, it was like... and you had programmed all, you could send things straight to your computer from the... and it was like, whoa, and all we managed to do was break it.
That's exactly it. So the digital age sort of changed everything. So, and everyone had to find their place. So you had printer companies, you had photocopier companies, and then they merged into building multi-functions and things like that. So, and also with the manufacturers, is that if you buy a Xerox, a Canon, or a Sharp, and that's all they do, is they look after that one machine.
Yeah.
So with Toner Print, we came up with some ideas and thought, hey, how wonderful if we put our machines in, which are Oki machines. We also looked after the customers that had HPs with their toners, with servicing and things like that. So that's what we done. We done something a little bit different. Also, we supplied paper as well. So we sort of supplied the whole package to the customer. So we've now got clients that have got Oki machines. They might have 5 HPs as well that we look after. We look after all their paper orders, and they love it, and it's great for them, because it's like a one-stop shop for them. And also we keep an eye on everything that goes on, so we don't just have a customer and we supply them toners. If the toners are becoming expensive for that machine, because they're doing a lot of prints on that machine and the toners are a ridiculous price, we come up with solutions for them all the time. And because we have that information, we can actually give the customer the best solution and the best price. And we sometimes, you know, and they're amazed, because we'll say to them, look, we can actually put in a machine that's going to do this for you, that for you, and it's going to be cheaper than what you're paying at the moment. It's like, hey, that's great, because we understand what they're doing and what their current costs are. And I suppose from Carl's thing as well, what we bought together was, Carl was in mortgage broking, and, you know, with the photocopier industry, I mean, they're like second-hand car salesmen, you know. I mean, we're not the most loved people in the world. And so we went out to people and said, you know, what is it they don't like about the photocopier industry or the multifunction industry? And it was the contracts, and they don't understand. And so we said right from the start, what we're going to do is be very, very transparent. We're going to make it so, so simple for clients. We're not going to tie people into long-term service contracts. Carl said, we're going to organise a contract that's going to be literally a few lines, and it's not going to be a War and Peace novel. So he brought some of his expertise over and designed this contract, which is absolutely brilliant. It's brilliant for the clients. They don't get tied in. They can cancel by giving us 90 days notice without any penalties. And I believe we're the only company in WA that do that.
Australia, I'd say.
Yeah, I would pretty much say, yeah.
See, isn't that amazing that you've actually created a service that completely suits your client base?
Yeah.
How did you come up with that service?
Asking the clients.
You asked them what they wanted. Yeah. That will never, ever catch on. It's a ridiculous business model.
Such a simple, silly idea.
But how often do we not do that? We don't even take the time to say, hi, how's it going? Can we do anything differently? What would work better for you? And then actually to put on your I'm not selling you something hat, I'm here to serve you hat. Which makes so much of a difference, and you build the relationships and everything just sort of kind of works. And it makes it an easier option, surely, than trying to stand on there with, you know, you just imagine, I just flashed through my mind of Carl standing there with this big overcoat going, have you seen my toner? like some sort of dude on the corner. Have you seen my XL61? But that's almost what kind of that goes at it. And you say used car salesmen, mortgage brokers we put up with because we sort of kind of have to have them. But there's almost this sort of kind of weird salesy tone to everything, which makes it almost an unpleasant transaction. But it sounds like you guys have created a service there which really actually makes things so much easier for everybody running businesses. They don't have to buy new machines, they're not locked into something, they don't have this massive investment. It works for their cash flow, it works for everything.
And I understand, and the funniest thing that I find is that when you sort of talk to people about our service contracts and how simple they really are, they just literally blank me. They go, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. I've had a service contract and that was the worst thing I ever entered into. And I say, hold on, please, let me explain.
Let me show you my four lines.
I'll show you my contract. That's my contract. I had a guy come in the other day. He bought a machine. He said, I don't want a service contract. And I said, no, seriously, you need to consider it. I'm going to give you a copy. I want you to go away and I want you to have a look at it. And he came back and he said, yeah, I'll do the service contract. I've read it. It's fantastic. So, that's it. But that's what we're up against. So we're up against that all the time. People just go, no. And we go, no, hold on.
They have the 93 pages at 3 point with the whole
set of things. They're sitting next to them to read it. Yeah. You know, it's ridiculous. It really is.
So I suppose the major point of difference with us and other companies is, and that's where me and Carl sat down, and so what our service contracts do, they run for 36 months. The customer can cancel by giving us 90 days notice without penalty. The other thing is there's no price increase with that period. So where a lot of companies, they'll increase the price per annum and it might only be 10 or 12%, but that's compounding each year. Mm. So you might start off at a really good rate, but on your second, third year, then it's gone up to such and such a rate. So that's exactly it. Now, and also if you break a contract, a lot of times you have to pay the contract out. So you'll be paying for something that you don't use. So you don't have any of that with us. So when we upgrade machines, and we've done that with a lot of companies now where we're saving them, you know, and it's small fortunes up to $18,000-$19,000, you know, in a 2 year period. But we buy out their service contract and we sometimes have to pay out $5,000-$6,000 penalties to pay out their current service contract. So, you know, we put our hat right in at the beginning, so if competitors try and buy us out, there is no penalty. But what we do hope is, and what we do is we give a great service. So why would the customer cancel our contract and then get tied in for 2 or 5 years?
In 2 years in business, we've had no one leave us, no one's left, no one's actually said, look, I'm leaving, I want to cancel, I want to revoke the cancellation in the contract. No one's ever done that. So it means that we're doing something right.
Absolutely. You
know? Me and Carl sometimes want to leave and cry.
That is okay. That is the roller coaster of small
business. But you can understand that now, can't you?
Now I've met both of you, I understand completely. Okay, so if people are listening and going, hang on a minute, this is actually a damn good idea, I'd like to at least have a conversation with you about this and see how it might work for your business. Because, I mean, talking to you guys, it sounds like there's obviously a lot of integrity behind what you do.
Definitely.
So if I ring you and go, hey, this is what I've got, you would genuinely say to me, you know what, actually, you're better off by yourself, or we can help you, but it's going to be about the same cost. So imagine that you're
having. We do all that. We do that. We literally go to the actual business premises. We see how their situation is, and then what we do is we don't make any suggestions while we're there, unless of course they really push. But what we want to do is get an overall idea of how they run their business and how many staff they have, and whether they have them at the desks or whether they have one central machine. We can make suggestions and stuff like that. But then when we come away, we then go back and we give them a proposal, and then we say, say, this is the reasons as to why, and we give them also a summary of the costs, what we're going to be saving them if they were to go ahead, the fact that they'll get brand new machines, today's technology, and all of that. So, you know,
and I think one of the most important things, sorry, Carl, most important thing is that we do as well. It's not about the proposal and the costs. What we do is we go to their business to have a look to see if we can come up with ideas on what they're doing. So we go around and we ask a lot of questions, and why is it you do this? Why are you doing scanning? Do you do this? Do you do that? Do you print in colour? Do you need to print in colour? You know, so we find out, that's exactly it. So we find out, the whole point is it's not just about the proposal and the money, but it's to make sure that we give the best solution so the client, you know, is getting the best solution as well as saving money. Yeah. So, and then they come back to us and go, wow, why didn't we think of that before? Or, you know, and it's sometimes so easy, and when you've been doing something for so long, it's the same with all of us, isn't it? Sometimes someone comes in and says, why are you doing it that way? I don't know, we've always done it that way forever.
But that happens though, because technology changes all the time. So when someone bought a machine 5 years ago, they're still using the so-called features of that machine 5 years ago. So then when we go in, we say, well, why are you doing that when you can do this? That is now taken care of. You know, the machine does that for you, really? So then it's like, oh, I didn't realise I could do that, you know. So, well, you can't on that machine, but you can on that. So, again, it's like everything. It's buying a car, isn't it? You know, today's features in a car are so different to what was in a car yesterday. Yeah. You know, so it does change.
So if people want to have this conversation with you,
give us a call.
How's the best way? Call me on.
Yeah. At the end of the day, Greg's the salesperson, so Greg's the man. Yeah. And the best number to call Greg on is his mobile number, which is 0412-495-539.
And once more?
0412-495-539. Or you can just give the Toner Print Office a call.
Yeah, or you know, Google us. We're webpage.
We've got a really good webpage. That's something that gives us, suggest people have a look at.
Have a look at everything. It's tells us all about us and things like that. So, you know, if you want to have a look at that, have a look at the range of what we do and the services that we provide.
Yeah.
Is that just tonerprint.com.au?
Correct.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
It's certainly worth having a coffee with you, gentlemen, if nothing else.
That's it. Brilliant.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.